Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Lamed Beis in the Arutz Kol Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Vav. We're starting a few lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph on Beis. The Gemara is quoting here a Gemara that we learned in Maseches Tainis. So we'll go back and start from the two dots. The Gemara says, "Av Yaakov ba'acho b'shuav Yoso le'lamdocha she'no oilam oimed el al karbonis." The world is standing on karbonis, and we mentioned the reading the parshas of karbonis of the Moyadim. The world stands on karbonis. So the Gemara Tamatayin we learned over there, Maseches Avos, Shimon Atzadik ha'am she'yorei Knesset Gedolah. He was the leftovers of Knesset Gedolah. Who are you? He said, "Ashloisha dvarim oilam oimed." The world is standing on three things: Ala Toyro, these are the three pillars of the world. Three of them are learned from the same pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Vasim dvarei beficho ze talmud toiro." That's the words in your mouth. Continues the Gemara Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Ubetzel yodik hisisicho ze gmilus chasotim. Loshon yadayim. The gmilus chasotim happens with the hand. Now these two things are called Loshon Tzel Lam Nechoshekol Mishua Isk B'Toyro Vigulus Chasodim Zoy Chileshe B'Tzelu Shakrash Bochu. Whoever is dealing with these two things is under the shadow of Akrash Bochu. Hadoi Dichtiv Mayakar Chas Dechor Elokim U'B'nei Odom B'Tzel Krafecha Yechseyun. How great is the chesed that he's standing below the shadow of Akrash Bochu. Continues the Gemara, the pasuk says, "Lintoya Shemayim v'lisa d'oritz Eilu Karbonos." Shemayim and Oritz, making Shemayim and Oritz, that's what the Karbonos do. Velemor letzioin amiato, tell the tzion you're my nation. So Gemara says, "Omav chirino bar papa chizarno kol amikro." We checked all the psukim in the Torah. Velo matzanu shenikru Yisrael tzion. We never saw the Yisrael called tzion. Ella said, "This is the only pasuk where Am Yisrael is called tzion." Velemor letzioin amiato, call you. Akshmuru says, "Is my nation." So what Tama Tani will learn over there, Shum Galil Oimer, Ashloi Shadvorim Oilam Oimet, another three things the world stands on, Aladin, Ve'alahemes, Ve'alasholem, judgment, truth, and peace. Ve'shloshim Dovar Echodem, all three are go together. Nasa Adin, if you have judgment, Nasa Emes, then you do have the Emes. Nasa Emes, Nasa Shalom, you have Emes, you have peace. So everything is done truthfully, there's peace. Omer Amar, Ve'shloshim Pasuk Echod, all learn from the same Pasuk, Emes, Umishpot, Shalom, Shiftu B'sharichim. Have all these three things through the Mishpat. Halacha Zayin Zok the Mishnah b'Chanukah b'Nisim. In Chanukah we read the Nisim because they had Chanukah Samishkon. B'Purim v'Yovo Amalek, the Milchama of Amalek. B'Roshei Chadashim we read the Pasuk b'Roshei Chod Sheichem, which is in Parshas Pinchas. B'Ma'amadois b'Ma'is B'Reishis, that's where Lumis Echis Tainis. The Ma'amadois is down the carbon used to read the Parshah Ma'is B'Reishis. B'Tainis Brachas Aklos, then you read the Brachas Aklos of the Torah. And adds a mission of Sikkim and Klolos, and Lechet Kurz Kulim. You don't have a break in Klolos, but one reads the whole thing. B'Sheni v'Chamishu, B'Shabbos v'Mincha, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos v'Mincha, Korim Kesidrom, meaning you read the next parsha, V'Ein Oilu Lemin Cheshbin. It doesn't count as part of the parasha, you have to start again on Shabbos. Sheneema, how do we know that you have to read the parashas that belong to the Moyadim? V'Yidame Moishe Moadei Hashem L'Bnei Yisrael, Moshe said, "The more the Hashem to be Yisrael, mitzvot that you koyrim kol echod ve'echod bezmanoi, it's mitzvah to read each one in his time." Still, when you're singing beklolos, or mechir ba'gamdo, because it says, "How do we know that?" It says in the pasuk, "Al tokutz petuchachtoi." So the pasuk shah means, "Don't push away the teichecho." Al tas koytzi koytzi. Don't make it pieces. Omav Levi, Omav Kadosh Baruch Hu, Einer Bidin Shemiskalim V'Ani Mizborach. It's not right. Am Yisrael get a klolo, and Kadosh Baruch Hu get a bracha. I mean, it's not right to do a bracha on the klolos. That is the reason that you don't stop in the middle. Do a bracha in the middle. Omav Reisu Barabayin Lo Mitam Azeh El Zeh Shuoim In Lukas B'Torah Tzich She Poteach B'Davar Toiv V'Chois B'Davar Toiv. The reason we don't stop in the middle of the klolos is because when you read the Torah, you never start or end with something bad. So the clothes are something bad. So you can't start and end with them. You have to start before and end after. Levi Rapati Sholav Chuno. Ilin Arurayu Maudi Kun Chal Vivorach Lifneim Elacharen. So as Rucham explains, we know, as we'll see in the next, later the, here in the Masechta, that the way they used to do is the bracha on Kriyas HaToyro was a bracha in the beginning and the end. The people that had aliyas in between, they did not have a brachas. Only the first one had the first bracha and the last one had the last bracha. Bracha Shalacharen. But klolos was a standalone thing. They had a bracha before and after. The shaila is, what about arurim? The arurim, which you have in Parshas Kisavo, before the klolos, do they have a bracha before and after? Says the Gemara, The only standalone pasha that has a bracha before and after, only the close pasha b'chukoysai, and the close pasha kisofei. Selim Mar Yonason Safra de Gufaso, he was the Balkari of this place. Nochasloch, he came here. Chomala Bar Avuno Safra, he says, Ravuno de Balkari. We're holding now with base on the base. Kari Shira Sabeir, Mavorach Lefanea of Lachre. He's reading the Shira Sabeir with a bracha before and after. Omele Vavdi Ked, that's what you do. Omele Vadion Atlazu, you have to get to this. Kola Shira is to his bracha before and after. Maybe Shira is a standalone parasho that needs a bracha before and after. Says the Gemara according to the Gears of Abchaim, ask your show you love Simon, he has of Simon. Only have Simon, Mishu, Mishu, Melevi, ain't the Choton, Brocha, the Fall of the Achor, the only standalone Pasha, who needs a Brocha before and after, El Shir Sayam, not all Shir, only Shir Sayam, Vaser Sadibris, the Klolosh of Tres Kuranim, the Klolosh of Mishatoyo. Omaravo, Anino Shamati, but Nimer Dvorim, Vaser Sadibris. I didn't hear this whole list, but it makes sense that Vaser Sadibris is standalone, has a Brocha before and after. The last eight psukim of the Torah, you have to have bracha before and after, because they are a little different. As the Gemara Bavli explains, either Yeshua wrote it, or Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it bedema, crying. So that's what they have to have bracha after. Anyway, you have to have a bracha after, because that's the end of the parasha. The last eight psukim of the Torah is the end of the parasha of Azusa Bracha. So the bracha afterwards you have anyway. If you, according to Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they didn't read the Torah, you know, the same cycle that we have. So they had the Torah differently randomly. You could have had Parsha Vezos Bracha falling on a Rosh Chodesh. So that Rosh Chodesh was added to the Parsha. Now Reb Chaya points out that earlier the Gemara understood that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you have to read all seven Kruim of Parsha Rosh Chodesh. But this Gemara argues, it says you just add Rosh Chodesh to the end of the Parsha. So really, if you read Parsha Rosh Chodesh, you add in the end the Parsha Rosh Chodesh. So the Bracha is supposed to be the beginning of the Parsha and the end of the Parsha Rosh Chodesh. But the eighth Psukim of the Torah, you have a Bracha before and after. Omar Vesi Beraboyin Shiras HaLevim, referring to the Shira of the Levim they used to do in the Musaf Shabbos, and they used to read Parsha Zazinu. That was the song that they sang when they did Musaf Shabbos. So, Yifchitulo Mishishir Kriyos. You divide the Parsha into six pieces. Simono Haziv Loch. Haziv Loch is the Rosh Hatevis of the beginning of the Parshas. Hazinu, Zechoriah Boisoylov, Yarkivir Bobasiharitz, Vayar Shevahinatz, and then you have Lulekas Hashem, and Kiyodin Hashem Abay. Kedusha Gemara says of Zori Rabbi Yirmiyahu Sharav Shira Sayav Shira Dvoiro Nichtavim Ariach Gabe Levedo VeLevedo Gabe Ariach. So Ariach is the size of half a Levedo. The way you write the Shira, the words are called Ariach, and the space is called Levedo. So you have a one line where you have space at the beginning, then the words, then more space, and the next line then you have words, space, words. So always you have words above the space and the space above the words. Aseres Bnei Hamon, that we read in the Megillah Esther, Omal Chikna and Sefer Yeshua, that they were killed, Nichtavim Ariach Gabei Ariach VeLevedo Gabei Levedo. Then you have the words one above each other on the right side of the page, the words above each other on the left side of the page, and the middle is empty. The Kol Binayon Dechayin Loikoyim. Any building which is built this way, which means you put all the stones in one row, won't stand. So also this is the Rebbe's, the Bnei Hamon, Omal Chikna, they won't have Tekuva. Says the Gemara, "Kedoy lemitzo leyikuv." Is this mehakev to do it this way? Omer Rav Yosef Chananya bar Choy de Rishayo, "Nehir ad kadavidu kamin kodam chanuso de Rishayo chavivoch." Remember when we stood in front of the store, a Rishayo, the one you like, or it means a Rishayo, your uncle, and then over Rabba Zavdo passed by, "Vishalidu le," we asked him the question, "V'homer b'shem Rav leyikuv." He says, "Yes, it's mehakev." So we're Avchia Breido of Ado the Yafo Yavir Mishero Zoyro Tzarich Lo Rod Benificho Achas Vaseres Bnei Hamon Imbohen. When you read Megillah Esther, you have to read the 10 Bnei Hamon in one breath, and add the words Aseres Bnei Hamon, which is written right after. Omer Veis Beraboyin Tzarich Shiye Ish Beroish Tapo Veis Besoifo. So the meaning that the Arusham is referencing to is that the way you write the Aseres Bnei Hamon, the first word of the page is Ish. And the last word of the page after the list of all the names of the Bnei Hamon is the word Ve'es. And the word describes the way the page looks like. Shekeru Shorit, according to Reb Chaim, means it's like a wallet that has seams at both sides. Also, here you have words at both sides. Ve'nochat ke'adin kuntero. It goes down like the plumb line, where the builders use to measure, to make sure they're making a straight line. They use that thing that goes straight down. It's called the plumb line. And that's how you have in the middle of the page a straight line down. Rav Omar Tzichla Omar Aru Omar Aru Ibon. I have to say, Aru Klala and Omar and his kids. Omar Pichu Tzichla Omar Chavoyno Zoch Latoy. You also have to mention Chavoyno for a good thing that he's the one who said to hang up Haman. Rabbi Rachio, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Chiyam, Shabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, and David, the Mati, the Har Pesuko, when he came to the Fali Pasuk, Asher Heglo Nebuchadnezzar, the Pasuk in Megillas Esther that says, the Nebuchadnezzar brought Am Yisrael to Golos, continue and after Megillah Odalev says the Gemara, Hava Oma Nebuchadnezzar Shchik Atzobos. He would say a curse that the bones of Nebuchadnezzar should be ground up. Why Dafka here? Shekol Nebuchadnezzar Dichti Beirmiyo Chayoyo. Whenever Nebuchadnezzar is mentioned here, we're speaking about the life of Nebuchadnezzar. When he's alive, he was a king, and you're not allowed to curse a king. But now it's the only place in the Torah where you mention Nebuchadnezzar after his death. Shehegel Nebuchadnezzar, speaking about after he died. So now he did a klolo when he mentioned this name. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis.